This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today is a Friday. Today is the day to work. It is working, you know. Nobody can see a lot of the results of what's going on behind the scenes where people are trying to bring folks up. But the wheels are turning, and maybe they're turning. We're all thinking when we start the program every day, we talk about how it is amazing how time flies, and the wheels are turning faster probably than they ever have before. At least it seems that way. And how many people down the southeast are watching or listening to the howling winds of sand that are coming across from Africa? I don't think I ever remember anything like that before in my lifetime. Do you ladies remember, or do you know any time in the past where this kind of activity, climatic, I guess, atmospheric activity has happened, where sand and dust from the Sahara Desert is blown back across the Atlantic in sort of the hurricane pattern?
I've never heard of that.
We've seen pictures, but I have not. I don't remember that happening.
Do you know what else I learned about the patterns of hurricanes and tornadoes? You know that after a serious tornado, or more importantly, after a hurricane, if the hurricane goes up, wherever it goes, it comes in on the East Coast and goes up the East Coast, or it goes up the Mississippi River, or wherever it goes, that after a storm, they find that there are new bugs that have been, that in this circumstance, let's say it comes into our country through New Orleans. You know, there are bugs that live in New Orleans, don't live anyplace else.
And then insects or viruses?
Yeah. Little of everything. Insects,
okay.
Viruses, but the stuff that was, let's say, that was pretty much identified with New Orleans ends up in Chicago and stuff like that. And it oftentimes is that they don't survive because whatever they need to live and thrive is in New Orleans and it's not in Chicago. I found that fascinating. You know, that we're learning so much more about these sorts of things. We're being exposed to a lot more information because of the situation with the Chinese Communist government, whatever, COVID, this bug that has also, some people say 20 times, some people say 40 times, it's mutated since it all began last fall. It is not that what we're confronting today is not the same bug that was being confronted last fall when this all started. And that's another thing. People are starting to scratch their heads.
Viruses are living things, so
yeah,
right. It makes sense.
Yep, they modify.
And they want to survive. People forget that.
They sure do, and they're surviving well under the circumstances. So there's a lot of oblong stuff about quarantine and COVID and that sort of thing. But the story that grabbed my attention more than anything else, Jennifer and Victoria, was the fact that Dennis Quaid, who is now 66, married a young lady named Lori Savoy, who's 27. They were secretly married.
It must be love, right?
Must be love.
Yeah.
Right.
Well.
They were married in Santa Barbara. Pretty cool, huh? They exchanged vows and Bulgari rings. Those are expensive, right? Bulgari?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How expensive?
Very probably expensive. I haven't seen them. If he has something with diamonds on it, you know, you're in the thousands. They're expensive.
Yeah. Right. They'd been together since May of last year, got engaged after they were together for 5 months. They were supposed to wed in April in Hawaii, but because of the obvious, their plans changed. Quaid said, "I just love who she is as a person. Her character, her intelligence."
I bet.
So why are
you
so cynical?
I read Playboy for the articles.
Yeah. You, really?
No, it's a joke. You know how every guy has said
that
since
the 50s? Of course, I used
to say that. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you.
Look at what Doug said. I used to say that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The couple had been quarantined together. It was the best pre-marriage training you could have. How many times have you been married before, Quaid?
Well, yeah, isn't that the best pre-marriage training he should have? The three other marriages that didn't work out?
I was going to say, he had Meg Ryan, I know. I saw him on a flight a couple of times coming back and forth between Cabo, and he had a wife and some kids with them.
PJ Souls early on.
I'm not going to be cynical and say that they probably don't love each other. I'm sure that they do, but here's what's going to happen. She probably loves the fact that he gives her stability and sort of that daddy thing. And at some point in the next 20 years, he's going to get old and she's going to have to take care of him. She's going to freak out. She's going to be 40 and say, I have an 86-year-old husband. Right. And now I got to get out of here. I've seen it happen and it's not pretty and it's not. Yep. What's that
song the Eagles have? Remember that the song of the woman who's married to the old guy who's can't move around anymore? Oh, come on. It's a big hit. I don't remember.
I didn't know the Eagles wrote a song about an older woman.
Yeah, there is. There's a song about it. A woman goes cross town to her boyfriend, and the husband knows it, and that whole.
For 66, Dennis Quaid looks pretty hot. I've seen him recently.
Yeah,
he's in good shape. Yeah, he's pretty hot. Now they're already talking about having a kid, so that's these people who have kids when the husband is 70. They're not even going
to
make it to the high school graduation.
Well, look at what Kenny Rogers said. She wants to lock it down.
I know. You have to lock it down. Hilaria Baldwin taught us that. She locked it down five times with Alec Baldwin. So you want to secure that future.
If you remember when Kenny Rogers got married to the woman who was, I think, 35 years younger than he was, and they had a child or two, and he wanted to, I remember the last interview he did, was talking about how he wanted his children at the time were 10, and he wanted to watch them grow up, and in, like 2-3 months, he was dead.
Yeah.
So that's something. I remember talking actually to Ed McMahon about this, because he had adopted a young, with his second wife, he had adopted a child, and it was very difficult. He had his older kids didn't really, it's not that they didn't like her, she just didn't fit.
Here's the thing. Dennis Quaid's son with Meg Ryan is 28. He's a year older than the new wife.
Right.
Like, they'll end up together.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
Kids feel like they've lived through so much, and then here comes the new younger kid. I don't know. It's a mess. Ugh.
Yeah. Not easy. All right. I'm sure they thought it all through, though, and it's not going to happen to them.
In the 5 months they waited to get engaged, I'm sure they figured out their entire life.
They figured the whole thing out. All right. Let's move around into what went on with the trip to Tulsa still has wakes. I didn't pay much attention to it. A lot of people wanted to put down Trump and numbers and stuff. But apparently, Jennifer, the Secret Service agents who were with him are now all quarantined. Do they all get the virus?
We don't think that they, I don't know if we know, but they're quarantined because there were some staff members of Trump who before the rally had actually, and this is the campaign workers, not the people that work at the White House, but there were six campaign workers that tested positive for coronavirus. And I'm sure that the Secret Service probably came into contact with those people, so now they're quarantining. I think that's how it goes. Yeah.
So it's that simple, straightforward. It is one of those things. As the news business making a big deal out of it, trying to, when you go to these rallies? Well, I think anybody who has a rally or anybody who has a lot of people together, we see what happens.
The same thing they said about protesters. And what's interesting is I just read an article yesterday, was it? 2 days ago? I don't know. It all blends together. That says there was no spike in cases after the Black Lives Matter protests. And now we're starting to see those people who have cooped. So, again, we talk about how people are spreading this around.
Yeah, but it's the indoor thing that keeps going back to that factor of how long you're inside indoors without ventilation. Because there were plenty of people in the protests that we saw who weren't wearing masks.
No, and they're screaming and
spraying
each other.
So it just seems to be one of the things I probably read the similar thing that you read that I think it was from in Washington D.C. the city's health department expected a spike and then released a statement yesterday saying that it's been however many days, 10 days or 14 days, and they didn't see a spike. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle and Atlanta. They also didn't see any increase, even though there were a lot of protests there. So they really we don't know that much about this virus yet. We're still learning. But they just feel like for the dispersion of the droplets, it just seems to be a lot safer outdoors, with the wind blowing, and it just seems to be better.
the lady who manages my farm or an aspect of the farm that's important came down with 103-degree temperature earlier this week, and I sent her to be tested. She doesn't have COVID-19, but she had something. There's another flu that you get in the summertime that makes you very sick very fast.
Oh.
And has nothing to do with the virus from China. It has to do with, again, these mutations that are showing or have shown up in the past. And so if you get that, a lot of people are going to worry about it this summer. Because, oh, my God, I must have this virus. And no, she didn't have that. I'm keeping her away from everything and everybody for
a
while.
It might be too early for her to be tested, too, because a friend of ours just had the virus, I want to say, 3 weeks ago, and his symptoms hit so fast. It was unbelievable. It was like a wave that just hit him, and for the next 4 days he was just out and really sick. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, you have all of the symptoms. I'm convinced that you have it, but if I test you right now, that your symptoms still are not going to show up yet on the test. And it came back negative, even though the doctor was positive that he actually had it. I mean,
well, because I insisted
he had the high fever, all the hallmark symptoms.
Did the fever go up and down fast?
Yeah, it went up and down. It was all over the place. And then the hallucinations at night, that's one of the main things.
Mm-hmm.
His fever wasn't that high the first night. It was like 101. But the hallucinations, the doctor said, that was a hallmark sign.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to be considered. There's a lot of stuff floating around, like I said earlier this week. We are here at the behest of the bugs. The bugs control the situation. We do not really. We're trying to control it as far as we're concerned, but these things are so, there's so many of them, and they're so prolific, you just have to, And one of the things that appalled me about getting tested, I insisted that she go get tested. She drove around all day, went to three or four different places, including the emergency room in her own hospital, and then they turned her away, and she kept going around, and I said, try this place, go there, and she finally, down near Springfield, she's up in northern central Massachusetts, and she then went into a place and said, okay, go to the emergency room and get the test. It seems that in one county, you don't get credit, that is, they don't get paid for these tests from the government, and another county, they do. So that's why she gets
so
shuffled
weird.
Around. It is confusing, and it's still the organization of this thing is a mess. Mm-hmm. And if you look down in Texas, why did they cut the funds for the testing down there? The congressional
that's
delegation.
Ted Cruz wants to know.
Yeah, right.
He's pretty vocal about this. And
it's a
saying,
question.
You know, there are spikes now happening in Texas. Texas was one of the first states to reopen, and they did it really quickly. They didn't phase it like New York and New Jersey are being very slow with the phases, and Texas didn't. And now they need the help. They need those tests. But for whatever reason, the Fed is cutting it. I don't know
There should
why.
Be a lot more tests. That's one of the shortcomings, and it hasn't worked well. That part of it has not worked well. Here's something that does work well. Number one, not only in our country, but around the world, for healthy weight loss, safe. Isn't that those words that are important? Healthy weight loss, safe weight loss. Right now, you can go to either Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com, and you can look at all of the things that are so positive about Top Loss. About Calitrin. In fact, it's stimulant-free. You take a bedtime dosage of 4 capsules. You can use liquid Calitrin, too, which makes it much easier for a lot of people. And the guarantee that this will work lasts for a couple of months. So if you're into it, you'll start gradually losing weight, but you'll also sleep so much better. It's really a very cool product. Happy to represent it, happy to be able to tell you the story, and happy to be able to send you right now to TopLoss.com for the July 4th special, continuing with the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free deal. Stay on the program for 6 months, guaranteed you'll lose the weight or your money back. The code is DJV for free shipping at TopLoss.com. 21 after the hour.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now known as the Chicks. Dixie Chicks used to be. Now they're the Chicks. And this is a new protest song. And then we want to crank it up, Phil. Let's listen to this. March, March, it's called. Oh, Phil. Earth to Phil.
Phil, crank it up. Oh! I like how it builds. I have heard this song, and I think it's kind of cool.
That's what the volume problem was.
Poor Phil.
Let's go. Turn it up. All right, so I've kind of been a fan, lukewarm fan, of the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks. Some of the earlier music they did, I thought it grabbed me anyway.
I liked it when they sounded more bluegrass. I thought that was a little more fun. But
yeah.
This is the fun part of their career right now, though.
The hook of this song, though, does get a little, like, violin and bluegrassy, which is I agree with Jen, that's the sound that I really kind of like from them.
All right. So, it's 24 after new music time. This is the music portion of the DJV program every hour. In this portion of the hour, we have a couple, three stories about important music events. So, the Chicks dropping their name. Or at least the Dixies.
So dumb, because the Chicks are actually, that's offensive too.
It could be, I suppose. Anything could be offensive.
It should just be the.
Yeah.
How is Chicks offensive?
I don't know. A lot of women
calling
a
girl a chick.
Do
you want me to call you a chick?
A chick. Really? That's weird.
Why? Do you think
I don't find it call you a chick? Offensive. I call my friends, hey chick, hey chica. Like, I call, that's ridiculous if any woman feels like that's offensive.
Well, some everybody's people just feel the way they feel, and it's offended. Yeah, offended.
Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Anyway, on their website, the Chicks offered a statement, quote, "We want to meet this moment." Guess you can take that anywhere you want. They also added a sincere and heartfelt thank you goes out to the Chicks of New Zealand for their gracious gesture in allowing us to share their name. We are honored to coexist together in the world with these exceptionally talented sisters, chicks rock. That'll really confuse. But the this kind of stuff is going on. Lady Antebellum changed the name to Lady A, remember?
A couple weeks ago.
Along with the name change, the Chicks released a brand new single that you're listening to here called March March. Appears in their upcoming fifth studio album, Gaslighter. Lyrically, who are the girls? It's Natalie Maines, Emily Strayer, and Marty McGuire, right?
Yeah. And it's Marty who really played, well, actually the two sisters, so they actually play the guitar, or the violin so well, the fiddle, so I wish they would, like, add, oh, there you go.
It's almost like, yeah, like I said, it gets a little more bluegrassy in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. Lyrically,
they're really talented. I mean, they're very talented musicians.
Apparently, everything in here, there's a reference to Greta Thunberg, a youth climate protest, gun violence, underpaid school teachers, and then there's a music video that edits together footage from recent protests, police confrontations, Black Lives Matter stuff. Use Your Voice, Use Your Vote, along with links to various social justice organizations, also part of the lyric line. This is their first new album in 14 years.
Yeah,
last one was Taking the Long Way. Yep, so it's out the middle of next month. So that's the story with the Chicks. All right, what's the story here with Eric Church, ladies?
He's also got a new kind of protesty-ish song.
Stick That in Your Country song.
I think he wants more serious social issues. He talks about veterans and teachers being underpaid, and he wants all that in the country songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, veterans and teachers, for the most part, are underpaid. Teachers like police. We need them to be better trained, more specifically focused on what the real educational needs are of people. Things are changing now. Over the years, things have changed. And I'm not sure teachers have adapted, or all teachers. I'm not going to say all. I think that makes it too general. But we certainly need our public servants to be better prepared, better paid, and maybe a little more responsive, a little less union-y, and a little more responsive. How's that? That work?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody?
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. That's a wrap on the music news for this hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn on today's, it's the 26th of June, last Friday of June, on the DJV show. It's 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee this year.
The man can't speak.
At a town hall event in Wisconsin yesterday, President Trump also blaming Democrat Joe Biden and Democrats overall for the violence across the nation, citing in particular problems in Baltimore, Chicago, Oakland, and Detroit.
In all cases, it's Democrats, the Democrat run, in all cases. And Joe Biden would have that be the whole country.
That town hall was recorded in the afternoon and aired on the Fox News Channel last night. The U.S. Justice Department is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to kill the Affordable Care Act once and for all. The court's to hear arguments in the Obamacare case in the next term. It's not clear if that will happen before the November election, though. Costco free samples are back, and this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
President Donald Trump's family is now going to court to try to block the publication of his niece's book. Ted Poutros, the lawyer for Trump's niece, Mary Trump, said President Trump and his siblings are seeking to suppress a book that will discuss matters of utmost public importance. The family's legal action was first reported by the New York Times, who said Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, were involved in a messy court fight over their grandfather's estate in 2000. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., had died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will, thanks to the Trump family. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings cut off all family medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. The dispute was settled in a confidential agreement, which the president said includes a very powerful non-disclosure agreement. Grammy-winning country group the Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by the Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks' website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four after the hour. The players are here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and you on the DJV program. We have a lot of dreams. We have a lot of people who are persistently sticking to their guns as to their views. And then a lot of people are changing their views about lots of things, which is kind of an exciting thing. Welcome to the universe of our program. So, Victoria, the convention for the Democrats... Mm-hmm. Why are they even having one? I guess would be the question. It seemed to be a dangerous thing to do.
Well, the Republicans are having a big one.
That doesn't make it right.
Well, I just wish everything was outdoors because I think that would just be safer, but no one listens to me. That would be my suggestion.
I think you have to. And by the way, there's plenty of opportunity.
Why do you have to?
I don't know why they don't. I don't know, because I think it builds, you don't necessarily have to, but I think it builds excitement and momentum. And so if you want to really take it to the streets, as you kind of have to with the campaign, you sort of need to have those images, I think. I mean, you don't have to.
I think
to.
I feel like it's such a part of the democratic process.
Yeah.
You know, of voting and nominating, and I think it's ready to go.
You know,
we talk about civics, but it's a big part of that.
Yeah, okay, but this year's the process of the primaries has laid waste to the theory of everybody being able to participate. It's a joke. We all know there are many people who didn't, even in states where they had the primaries, but as it became more obvious that Joe Biden was going to get the party's nomination, that people just didn't bother to show up to vote if they had the opportunity. And how many states didn't even vote? How many states were closed down from voting? Didn't have a primary.
Everybody voted. Everybody voted.
I don't think
so. Well, the big controversy.
Yeah, and the big controversy in New York was they had taken Bernie Sanders off the ballot, and then they put him back on. So I don't know how well Bernie did in New York, but I don't think it went well.
Yeah, well,
because a lot of people were saying that Bernie was going to sweep New York and take it from Biden, but I don't think that happened. The results aren't really in fully yet because there's a lot of ballot.
What would happen if, in protest, Bernie changed from being a Democrat to a Republican?
Well, he changes his party all the time. He changes between being an independent and a Democrat all the time. And that's actually what tweaks a lot of Democrats like my mom, who cannot stand Bernie Sanders, who she thinks he just, like, jumps around too much and that he ruins things. I think a lot of Hillary fans feel that Bernie ruined her chances against Trump. And I think there's a lot of bad blood between, like,
card-carrying
moderate Democrats, like my mom, and then the Bernie Democrats.
He's the ultimate egotist, as far as I can see. It's his way or the highway. I'm the one who's right, and everybody else is wrong. And you can't work in a circumstance like this with people who also feel the same way. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the perfect example of that. What an egomaniac.
She's a disaster.
Yeah, she's been... That's
the thing about Bernie. I have a lot of friends who are, you know, big Bernie supporters. He's never been, you know, my cup of tea.
My daughter... what is she, my daughter-in-law? No.
Yes, your daughter-in-law.
So is my daughter, yeah.
Yes. But, and so, not Sophie, I'm not talking about her, but no. So it's amazing to me how many people really love Bernie and show up in these massive numbers, and then they don't vote. It's so bizarre that they just pledge their allegiance and love to this man, and then they don't even go out and vote for him. Like, his voter turnout among young people is really low. Mm-hmm. And you would think the opposite. And we saw what happened on Super Tuesday. It was a disaster for Bernie. And if you just followed friends on Instagram, you would have thought he was going to sweep the whole thing, you know, in record numbers. And it just went the other way. But... Anyway, the story here is the DNC has announced that they have a bunch of changes coming to the upcoming convention. They said that Milwaukee will still be the anchor of the main event. Live broadcast, curated content, that's all going to come from Milwaukee. Other cities and landmarks across the country will be included. Joe Biden will be in person to accept the party's nomination in Milwaukee. It's also announced that the convention will be moved from the Fiserv Forum to the Wisconsin Center, which is a smaller venue. They want to keep the crowds smaller. It's a 4-day convention. It starts August 17th. State delegates are told not to travel to Wisconsin. So this is going to be kind of interesting. It'll be the first time where all the delegates will be remotely casting their, you know, their ballot and support. So they said the DNC committee meetings will also happen virtually. And on the opposite side, President Trump is planning on accepting his nomination or renomination. He will also be in person. They're going for a much larger crowd. They've moved their convention from Charlotte, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida, even though, you know, I'm assuming they're going to do temperature checks and things like that for safety because Florida's got a lot of...
So everybody that comes into the... everybody who comes into the stadium will have their temperature taken before they get in?
I believe so. I can't
imagine. That's what they did at the rally, too. Yeah, they did that at the rally. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of...
So do we know how many people didn't get in that wanted to get in because they had a bad...
I have no idea. But I do know that there are a lot of... There'll be safety precautions. And the RNC's convention is going to be kind of unique since they had all the stuff set up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then the governor said that he wasn't going to allow a gathering. They're going to do, like, their administrative stuff in Charlotte, and then President Trump will do the big hurrah in Jacksonville, Florida. So they're actually doing a two-city convention, which will be...
What's the date of that?
I think different. It is the end of the summer, I think, in August.
Oh, okay, so they're around the same time then?
Well, the DNC moved theirs because you want to be last. That's like the big thing. And so Trump had put, or the RNC had pushed theirs pretty late in the summer, and I think the DNC had theirs in June or July, if I'm not mistaken. Then they moved it. They said it was coronavirus related, but probably also trying to make sure that they're closer to Trump's in August.
So you look at the stats that are becoming more and more public, seventh month for some, eighth month for others, for the virus, the resurge, if you want to call it that, you could have predicted this. We did predict it. And so why is this such big news? You knew this, and I was thinking about that as you were talking about the conventions. What's going to happen after all those people go out, even if they are tested, the temperature, they take precautions.
Here's the thing. People need to get sick. People have to get sick, and we can't be. And we want them to recover. We want to be the best equipped that we can to recover. Do I want any of us, any of you, any of my friends or family to get sick? Absolutely not. But it's how you create an immunity. Herd immunity is when people can get sick and recover. And so I think, I don't know, this idea, I feel like it's being a bit overblown. Of course,
it is. The news media, once again, is gets the wrong message. It's the wrong story.
What we have to do is protect the people who could die from this. And,
right.
Well, you know, so everybody's making a big deal about the younger people, the young cases going up. And, 50% of the cases are in young people. Well, good. It should be, because those young people are going to be able to push this off. They're going to be able to get past it, and then they're going to be immune to it. So that's...
Well, there are young people who are dying from this, so that's the thing. When I see, you know, in our beach community here, when I see every young kid and young person without a mask on because they think they're immune to it, there are young people who are dying in New York and New Jersey from it. And I think in Florida we're starting to see some younger deaths, too. But we also don't know how long you're immune to it. It's like the flu. People get the flu every single year. So that's the thing. There's so much that's still unknown about the virus. We don't know how long, if you have antibodies, they still have no idea. There isn't a single doctor who can tell you how long you're immune to it for, if you're immune at all from getting reinfected.
Yeah,
so
maybe my
there's so many unanswered questions.
Everybody's panicking about this spike in cases. What we don't want is a spike in deaths, right? We want to keep an eye on that death rate. But everybody's panicking about the cases. It's the
wrong
fact that we actually know what we're looking for. How many people were sick? How many people were sick, but now we know about it because there's more testing and because people are recognizing the symptoms.
I think that's the problem. We need to have more testing and more education about what really does happen and how this is being... mutating this disease or whatever it is, this bug is mutating. 124,000 people have died so far. 2.5 million people have had it in our country. And
I think the number of deaths from it is a lot higher because they're looking back on it, and just in New York alone, they think it's hundreds of thousands more who've actually died from it.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, there's some way you get credit monetarily at some hospitals.
Well, that's kind of the problem, like in California, is that I've heard from multiple people now that hospitals are actually offering monetary compensation to people who change the cause of death on their loved one's death certificate to coronavirus so they get more money back from the government. So I think hopefully they can figure out who actually died from this, whether it's an undercount, an overcount, whatever it is. I mean, those numbers are critical in trying to figure out what the real rate of infection, spread, and death is with this virus, and we don't know.
Yeah. And more testing is the only way to really figure it out,
too. That's where I'm with you on this.
I don't get why Trump is saying he doesn't want testing.
I don't understand why there isn't a test for everybody who wants one. What's the big deal? What's the problem?
See, I guess maybe I'm living in a place where there is.
Well,
I am,
here.
Too, now. In New
I just
Jersey,
told you
I've
the
been
story of
twice.
The woman that worked for me who had to drive all day to get tested.
A lot of that has to do with your local municipalities making the arrangement.
I'm not saying pointing the finger. I just want to know how to fix it. I just
but
fix
I don't
it.
Know, because they're obviously out there and certain localities.
What
know,
are we? We waste so
it.
Many taxpayer dollars
guys,
on nonsense. I want tests for everybody who wants to have a test. I want that provided. That's part of what I figure I'm paying for in my tax.
Don't you have do you have a Rite Aid near you? Because Rite Aid across the country, it's free testing.
Rite Aid in Massachusetts, all Walgreens anymore. There's no
CVS?
More Rite Aids. CVS, yes.
Yeah, because we've driven through the drive-through at Rite Aid. I've been tested twice, and it's free, and it's easy. You just schedule your appointment online. So it's I don't know if that's just because New Jersey was hit so hard, and
so how do
New
you
Jersey
get
easier to get.
Let me follow. Let me pursue that one more step. So let's say you go into the CVS and you get tested, mm-hmm. and your employer requires that you get a piece of paper or something in print that says you've been tested and you don't have it. Can you get that from CVS? Can you get that from...
Well, you get your online results from the lab. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They email you the results.
Yeah. Okay. I think that needs to be...
But the problem, though, is you can... But the problem, though, with this virus, and like any virus, you can get a negative test on a Friday, go out over the weekend, and go back to work on Monday, and you've already picked it up again. You don't know.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know if that. I know that a lot of people in New York and New Jersey are talking about getting people back into offices, especially in Manhattan. But they haven't figured out how to do that properly yet, because, like I just said, you can have a test on Friday, go out and party Saturday, and catch it. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
The federal government says, or at least the watchdogs in Congress, have found that there were checks sent to 1 million dead people. Because of the virus, we all know there were $1,200 checks.
We knew this was going to happen, right?
Okay, so we knew this was, and this is, I agree, we knew this was going to happen, and this is the same reason why I don't think that we should send ballots to every person on the voter rolls, because this was going to happen. The same thing. And Twitter can mark the president's tweet as false, but come on. I mean, this is exactly what happens when government gets too big. They're not updating the rules. And then all that money is going out from the federal government, and all those ballots are going to be out there ready, ripe for voter fraud.
I'm on your side of that one.
The question we don't know yet is, have the checks been cashed? I'm guessing no if they found out that they're dead
people. Yeah,
they
know about it. Right.
Yeah, so they're just sitting in a mailbox somewhere.
Today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. It's every year celebrated on the Friday after Father's Day. The dog, hardest part of the day, leading your four-legged fur babies behind. Because does that mean that dogs are not a part of the COVID thing? You're not supposed to bring your dog to work because of COVID?
I don't know anybody who's working in an office. Everyone I know is working from home, but it depends on what state you're in.
Yeah, I think you're in. If you get a green light from your company to bring your dog, it's a great way to show off your dog. National Take Your Dog to Work Day started back in 1999 as a way to celebrate companion dogs and to encourage adoptions. Having your dog at work with you all day long makes it a little tough to get some of your work done. Everybody comes, oh, isn't your dog cute? Oh, I love your dog. But
my dad was pretty upset the other day because Lindy comes in to work with us quite a bit, his dog.
Yeah,
and he didn't bring her yesterday, and he was, like, depressed all day. He's like, Lindy brings a certain energy to the office.
It's true.
I'm kind of like, hey, what am I, job liver? He's like, well, she brings an energy.
Energy. That's right. All right, maybe that becomes the clip of the day. We'll see what we figure out. Clip of the day now that's posted.
Depression mode.
At DJVShow.com is the discussion we had about the Beatles' first performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. That was kind of a fun conversation, as most of the clips are. Check them out every day, different clip, different highlight of the program. And then you can listen to the whole program if you want, anytime, any day, at DJVShow.com. All right, so Jennifer, what do we have that looks exciting on television? What's coming back? What's new?
Well, how about tonight, the 47th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. This is going to be a virtual, award show with winners making their acceptance speeches from their homes. It'll happen at 8 p.m. on CBS. And then there's the Pose-a-thon for Pride. Billy Porter and MJ Rodriguez host a special bringing together fellow cast members of Pose that happens on Freeform and FX at 10 p.m. celebrating LGBTQ and education.
They renewed America's How to Be a Millionaire, or You Want to Be a Millionaire. I think the show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for us to take a complete look at the top five stories this week in the world of technology. And here to do that for us is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. Number five is a focus. I love this when I do alliteration. Focus on Fandango. I like that, Victoria.
Very nice. So several movie theater chains are preparing to open their doors again to the public. And Fandango, of course, is the website and the app where you can see what movie theaters have which movies. You can also book your tickets through it. I use the app all the time. It's very easy to use. I love it. You can scan. And then when you get to the theater, you just scan your phone and you have a contactless experience. So it's great. So now Fandango's website and the mobile apps are incorporating several new resources, including which theaters have certain policies. They include you can choose your own seat, so they have socially distant seating maps on it, attendance policies, if you have to wear a mask, or whatever the cleaning regimens are. So it's all a lot of information that Fandango has been collecting from theaters across the country, and from state to state it does vary. So if movie theaters are open near you, just check out Fandango first so you have an idea of what to expect when you go back to the movies.
Good. Number four, a new way to monitor the virus from the NBA. This seems kind of a stretch, but I guess...
No, this is super cool and super high-tech. I'm loving these Aura rings. It's a high-tech ring. It's like a Fitbit, but it gets more information, and it's a ring that you wear on your finger. They're waterproof. They look really cool. They're about $300. And so the NBA players, as they're all isolating now in Walt Disney World in Orlando, as they prepare to get the season started again, the players will all be wearing these rings. And the rings are so high-tech, they connect to an app. They monitor three different types of respiration in your body, three different body temperature sensors. They have a gyroscope. They have all kinds of stuff in them, fitness trackers, sleep tracker. These rings are so high-tech that they can forecast and predict the onset of COVID-19-related symptoms three days in advance with a 90% accuracy. So this is going to be one of those instances where medical tech, which is this sort of sector, this is going to be really important for the NBA to get going again. I would imagine that other sports will start doing this too. Football, because of the contact, the nature of the contact, they probably can't wear rings. But baseball players will probably start wearing these and other sports as well. So it's a great thing that the NBA has extended to the players. They're not required to wear the rings, but so far from what I've seen, pretty much everybody is wearing them.
Number three, Comcast extending something free.
Yes, Comcast is continuing to offer free access to 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and they've extended this now through the end of 2020. They said they saw a huge jump in usage after they opened up the public hotspots, not surprising because everybody's working from home and needs an extra boost of internet, and so they said they're excited to keep them open through the end of the year. This was supposed to expire on June 30th, but just because so many people have been using the free Wi-Fi, essentially, and also in the Internet Essentials tier, which is the Comcast tier that's designed for low-income customers, they have had a huge spike in usage. So I think this is a company that's actually, for a change, doing something good by the customers.
Let's see if we think number two story, which is a focus on Apple, is good for the customers.
So Apple this week had their WWDC, that's the Worldwide Developers Conference. And this is their conference every year where they feature new and upcoming products that aren't on the market yet, but things that they're working on. So it's different from when they announce the new iPhone and then you can order it 2 weeks later. This is a little bit further out. And so one of the cool things that came from this year's WWDC is Apple has developed technology to use your iPhone to replace your car keys. And so CarPlay is the infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars. And so now, instead of keeping your key with you all the time, which Apple says, and they're not wrong, car keys have been around over 100 years now. They keep getting bigger, they're bulkier, they take up a lot of space in your pocket, and so Apple felt like they were just ripe for a reimagining, and the reimagining ended up being your iPhone can now, you walk up to your car, you hold your iPhone out, it can unlock your car, it can start your car, and now they're working on tech to have you be further away, and you can even keep your phone in your pocket and still start your car.
All right, number one is sort of also car related, isn't it?
Yes, General Motors has OnStar, which was the original, you know, remote assistance plan in technology. They have now they're now releasing a new app called Guardian, and it will give you essentially all of the features that you would get in your car with OnStar, but it will be available on your smartphone, and you can have up to 7 friends and family members sharing GPS locations, and you get all the 24/7 assistance that OnStar provides, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. All right, so there it is, boys and girls, a list of the top 5 tech stories this week.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.